Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Welcome back, Game Time, 1620 The Zone, live from the Next Gen Mail Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Bob with you, rocking and rolling our way through a Wednesday. Good stuff so far, and Anthony Tolliver's going to stop by in the 1 o'clock hour, talk all things NBA. Speaking of the NBA, do you see Kevin Durant's manager, Rich Kleiman, said that he was being interviewed and said that KD has 100% not made a decision on his free agency, or he's undecided on his future. I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, you hear all the reports and you feel like, but I mean, nothing's... The one thing that you find out about, like, the one thing you find out about business is nothing is official until it's official. Like, the one thing you find out about business is nothing is official until the contract is signed and you are there. So, until Durant signs a contract with the Knicks and is wearing a Knicks uniform, it's still not real. And boy, there are things you think about with your life and your career and all this stuff. Like, they're easy to say, hard to do. It may be easy for KD to be like, man, I'm going to go to the Knicks. I also think, like, man, you're going to walk away from the best ownership and best teammates in basketball to go with arguably the worst ownership and God knows what in teammates in basketball if you go with the Knicks. I mean, I don't know. I get it, man, but at the same time, I don't. I don't.
Did you also see the report about the new location that has got equal?
The Clips or the Nets?
Clips.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit of the Nets, but then I heard today it sounds like that the Clippers are gaining some momentum and some steam. That, I mean, like, it's crazy. It sounds like that almost makes more sense than the Knicks in some ways, unless there is, like, it's understood that the second superstar, a.k.a. Kyrie, is already, like, locked and loaded.
Right.
Or Kawhi is going to the Clippers with, you know, like... It's so interesting with this year for... I was thinking about this with LeBron. If you think about all the moves that LeBron's made, everything's worked out. Meaning, for the roster, like, he made the move to Miami, Bosh Wade, boom, good, here we go, we're good.
Yeah.
Going back to Cleveland, Kyrie already there, boom, Wiggins trade, here comes Kevin Love, good. Like, everything was, like, set. And I don't know if LeBron was misled or he just assumed, hey, I'm LeBron James. It's always worked out for me. Why wouldn't it work out for me again?
And it's the L.A. Lakers.
And it's the L.A. Lakers. So, of course, we're going to get Paul George. Of course, we're going to – I mean, think about it. Of course, we're going to get Paul George. If we don't get Paul George, of course, we'll be able to trade for Kawhi. If we don't get Kawhi, of course, we're going to be able to trade for Anthony Davis. Like, man, I bet if you'd have told him a year ago, well, we're going to land one of Paul George, Kawhi, or Anthony Davis – and here we are a year later, and ain't land any of them.
Right.
And I don't know if their chances of landing, obviously Paul George, obviously that ship sailed, but I don't know if their chances of landing Anthony Davis or Kawhi is any better than, probably it's worse than it was.
Right.
But it's it. You think about LeBron's one of those guys, like everything's always worked out. Like he's changed teams and it's always been like, well, it's always worked out. There's always been the other star. It's always worked out. But I feel like those moves were more set in stone, unless Paul George like misled him or the Lakers misled him. But those other moves were like felt like it was a done deal. You know what I mean? Like obviously he was talking with Wade and Bosh, and it was like done. Or and then when he came home, it was like, well, Kyrie was already there, and there must have been like a wink, wink, nod, nod agreement in place of Wiggins for Kevin Love. That was already there. But is KD 100% decided on his future? I believe that he's not 100% decided.
That's a hard decision.
I mean, there are a lot of decisions that, when you actually get to that moment, it's like, whoa, oh boy. Am I seriously going to join? I'm leaving this? I'm leaving the Warriors? I'm leaving this? You know what I mean? Like, oh boy,
to go to New York.
Oh boy, I'm gonna go. You never know, man.
Especially with him.
Yeah, you just You just never know. Right, so again, Anthony Tolliver's going to stop by. But coming up next, I'm excited about this. So we're inside 100 days of to college football, right? We're on like, we're on day, we're like 94 days away or something like that. Like we're 94 days away. I got my top five stories to track and watch in college football and top five coaches to track and watch in college football for next year. That's next.